This podcast of To the Point is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
From PRI, Public Radio International, and KCRW Santa Monica, this is To the Point.
Democrats flex their muscles and shut down the Senate. I'm Michael Goldfarb, sitting in for Warren Olney, and this is To the Point from Public Radio International, a daily look at the issues Americans care about most. Democrats sent the Senate into secret session yesterday, enraging Republicans, but the tactic worked. The august body is resuming its delayed investigation into the intelligence failures in the run-up to the Iraq War. Is this a new phase in the way business is done in Washington? And will it help shine a light on the administration's use of intelligence in the months before the war? On Reporter's Notebook later on, Paris is burning. Well, at least some of its poorer suburbs are. We'll look at the reason for six nights of rioting in the outskirts of the City of Light. First, here's the news.
Support for To the Point comes from subscribers of KCRW Santa Monica and from the Public Radio International Program Fund, whose contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
I'm Michael Goldfarb, sitting in for Warren Olney, and this is To the Point from PRI. On today's show, we'll be analyzing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid's parliamentary maneuver, which led his counterpart, Majority Leader Bill Frist, to accuse him of hijacking the Senate. And later on Reporter's Notebook, we'll look into the causes of six nights of rioting on the outskirts of Paris. Let's start by looking at yesterday's exceptional events on the floor of the Senate. And we're joined by Ron Brownstein, national political reporter of the Los Angeles Times, who's based in Washington. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Yes, good morning there. Good afternoon here.
It's a big country.
Yes, it is.
So, yesterday, in theory, Harry Reid invoked Rule 21, which calls for the Senate to go into secret session out of frustration at the failure to get into phase two of the Senate's investigation into the intelligence failures leading up to the war in Iraq. And this second phase, I think, is supposed to focus more on the political use of intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that, in fact, the real reason he invoked the rule, or was he flexing his muscles a bit?
I think a little bit of both, but certainly there is genuine Democratic frustration over the lack of progress on that investigation, and really more broadly. I mean, you know, the Democrats are in a situation where, as everyone knows, they simply don't have any levers they can turn. They cannot order hearings. They cannot compel witnesses. They cannot subpoena documents. And I think they really felt the absence of that power very keenly in the last few days when the Patrick Fitzgerald indictment came down of Scooter Libby last week and raised all sorts of other questions about what other people in the administration knew and did, particularly Vice President Cheney. And they felt that none of these questions were being asked by the Republican Congress. And so although this did focus specifically on the Intelligence Committee study, I think it reflected a broader frustration and a broader desire to force attention onto a wider range of issues relating to the war.
Inside the Beltway, how was this perceived?
I think, by and large, it was perceived as a pretty shrewd move by the Democrats, even among some Republicans. I talked today, interestingly, to a Democratic challenger in a House race, an Iraq veteran named Patrick Murphy, who's running for a competitive seat outside of Philadelphia, and he said to me, you know, Bill Frist said this was a slap in the face. He's wrong. It was a punch in the nose, and it's exactly what Democrats have to be doing. I mean, look, there is certainly on the Democratic side a demand from their base for them to be more confrontational on the war and in general, but certainly on the war. And this responded to that. And I think even some Republicans feel like Democrats effectively shifted the focus toward the issue they wanted to highlight. And in fact, as you know, they were able to compel an agreement with the Republicans to come back in about 2 weeks and say, where is this investigation? So in that sense, it was pretty successful.
Although the interesting thing is that out here in the country, one of the things that strikes me is that this story did not play in the papers, certainly, as large, say, as President Bush's announcements yesterday about gearing up for the possibility of a pandemic of Asian bird flu. And I got the sense that perhaps at least political reporters or their editors felt that, well, this was more a maneuver and hence less newsworthy.
Well, you know, the fundamental way, I mean, that sort of reflects maybe less on the Democrats than perhaps the reason why they did it. I mean, the reality is that Republicans are the ones who control the agenda in Washington. I mean, Democrats have very little capacity, being the minority party in both chambers and lacking the White House, to sustain attention on their agenda or even their questions of the president's agenda. I mean, the president and his party are the ones with the bigger megaphone now because they're the ones who control the actual levers of power. And I think what was striking about this to many Democrats was it seemed to be, by doing this, Senator Reid seemed to be acknowledging that Democrats were, in fact, now the minority party. They were an opposition party. And to